Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in today. Well, when you think about it, when you feel disconnected from God and from others, do you ever retrace your steps and try to find out why? Sometimes without even realizing it, we step away from the things that stir up our faith and nourish our souls and clarify our perspective. Well, if that's you, you've come to the right place today. Every once in a while, we like to do something called Artist Corner. And during these Artist Corners, we highlight singer-songwriters with the likes of Carrie Job, Jeremy Camp, Matthew West, Aaron Shute. Boy, some really great artists we've had on the show. Matthew Marr, he's another one, great one, Matt Marr. But guess who we have in studio today? This is the second time she's joined us. Her name is Sarah Calise. And if you've not heard of her, you really ought to. And you're going to get hear her music and her story today. We're celebrating the brand new release of her album, North. I want to tell you at the outset, we've got three copies of Sarah's beautiful album to get into your hands. And so if you've got questions along the way, you can call, you can email. We'll put you in a drawing. Three of you will win a copy of Sarah's beautiful album. In the second hour, we're going to talk about how to know what you believe and why that's so important, why it's important to understand what you believe really about Jesus, about the Bible, about your faith, how to engage your faith journey with your heart and your mind so that you can comfortably have conversations with those who maybe think differently than you. You don't have to get insecure. You don't even have to get defensive. We're going to help you be equipped to defend your faith, to walk out your faith in a way that really is biblical and helps you understand it in a way that you feel comfortable with, okay? We're excited about that hour two as well. So let me tell you about my first hour guest. We'll get her on the show. Sarah Calise is a singer, songwriter, wife, and mother of twin boys. She has a passion for living in recovery and loves sharing her music as a way of healing for others. She blogs regularly, and you can find her music and her posts on the web at sarahcalise.com. We'll link that up on our show page. A little side note, I got to just say, very biased to this family. Sarah's husband, Nick, is one of the most gifted videographers I've ever met. He's produced my DVDs that have gone with my books, and he's just an artist in himself and a great, great musical artist as well. And together they make an amazing pair. Someday, Nick, I'm going to have you tell the story of when you first laid eyes on your wife, because it was all over but the shouting after he saw you. That's what he told me, Sarah. Anyway, he said, I saw one look at her and I was done for. But Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So good to have you. Well, we're excited. Congratulations, first of all, on your new album. It's
Thanks.
Really beautiful. Before we get into the music, we're going to hear some live music from you, some off of the album. We love to start our conversations talking scripture. And Sarah, when I read the verse that you chose, something jumped within me because it's one that I've been hanging on to these days. So it really resonated with me. Why don't you share the verse that you chose today?
All right. It's Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
Talk about why you chose that verse, what it means to you.
Well, for me personally, over the last couple of years, I have just felt a heaviness, especially with the news. It feels like a lot of, and not just the news, but as we were discussing earlier, people passing away from cancer and whether it's terrorism or earthquakes or, you know, I felt like I couldn't even, you know, get up in the morning without there being something terrible coming through on a text message or it started to feel very heavy to me. And I wanted more hope, I guess, as a Christian. I felt like I wanted to find Jesus in the middle of all of that. I wanted to feel like there was more than just this heaviness and this sadness in the world. And I was praying right around the new year this year, and I was actually seeking from God, very specifically a scripture for this year. Like I asked the Lord to give me something to cling to, to give me something, for this year in particular, that I could focus on every time, something would hit me, because I have a tendency, the way my heart is I wear things. So if something happens to another person, I have a difficult time just hearing it and then setting it down. I have a tendency to take it on. And, I mean, I can't even watch those, you know, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Because I can't either,
by
the way.
I, you know, it is, which is funny because my husband loves to do pranks.
Well, he
and,
sets those things up.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I can't stand it.
I know.
I don't like the awkward or the, you know, because I...
Or the neck being...
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I literally take it on.
Me too.
I empathize maybe even too much, with and for other people. And so I just almost desperately was on my knees around the new year, just begging the Lord for something that would give me a sense of peace. And I asked for a verse. I needed something, that would give me a peace this year, where every time I felt that sense of heaviness or that inability to set down a burden. And this is what he gave me. This is the one he gave me.
And so, here it is again from Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness, streams in the wasteland. Think about that. Streams in the wasteland. It's contrary to nature. And God is doing some things that are contrary to nature. We all can focus all day long and when the enemy comes in like a flood. But God always promises when he does that, I will raise up a standard against him. I'm always sprouting up new life in our midst. And we got to get in the habit of looking for those things. And I think this is a powerful word for many today, Sarah. Before we hear your first song from your album, would you mind giving us a little backstory of your journey, of what makes you who you are today? Just some of the landmark moments for you, and especially when Jesus became your all in all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I am a beautiful mess. I really am. I'm not a typical leader. I'm not a typical, pastoral type person. And yet that's what God has called me to. I am the person who in the moment of trial or tragedy is on the floor in the fetal position screaming, you know, you know, you love to read and hear the stories about people who just triumph in the moment of adversity. And so I often find myself asking the Lord, why are you using me? I'm just the last person on earth, you know, barely survived my twin pregnancy, with my boys. And I was an ugly mess through the whole thing. I mean, it wasn't pretty, you know, other women would have been, you know, these champions through it. And that was not me. And I knew it the whole time. I kept saying, Lord, this is ugly. I'm not doing this well. I'm a recovered addict. I did that poorly. and an alcoholic, you know, years of drug and alcohol addiction. And I am not even 40 and I'm missing like 8 teeth. Just last week I had to get a partial. Most women my age would just be devastated. And embarrassed, like who wants to talk about that? You know, I had to grieve over that last week. I'm still grieving it now because I feel way older than I should, but I'm trying to laugh my way through it. I really am just this walking contradiction. I write and blog a lot about everything that's gone wrong in my life. I survived an attempted sexual assault back in 1997, barely, and survived child abuse growing up. And it's been a pretty horrible go for me for most of my life. There's not a lot of pretty pictures, and I didn't. I'm not one of those stories where it's like, and look, she came through, and it was, you know, the fairy tale. I really really struggled for most of my life, and I am a picture of survival. But just barely, you know, my therapist says I'm kind of that hanging on the bottom rung of a ladder. And, The beautiful part of the mess is Jesus. That bottom rung that I'm hanging on, screaming and desperate, is hope. It really is. And it's part of this album, is where it comes from. I think it's the only thing that's kept me alive. I am bipolar. I've been suicidal. I tried twice to kill myself because I didn't want to live. I didn't have a lot to live for. I did not have a support system around me for any of those years.
I want you to think about this. I appreciate your honesty, Sarah, but you are still standing.
I am.
And the Bible does say he chooses the weak to shame the strong, the things that are not to nullify the things that are. And you carry this treasure in this earthen vessel so that you know that the power evident in your life is of God and not of you.
Yeah.
Now, you're very quick to not take credit. People who maybe feel like they've got a story that ties up in a nicer bow may be tempted to take some of the credit, but none of us can take the credit because we carry the treasure in these earthen vessels. And you are a walking mystery of God's grace, and you sing like an angel. So I want you to tell us about this album, North, and even where you got the title from, and we'll play the first song.
Absolutely. Well, part of my recovery, part of me turning my life around, actually, and getting clean, getting sober, getting on medication and into therapy, was meeting my husband, was making a conscious choice to fight for myself and fight for life. I went back to school at North Central University, and I wasn't going there to find a husband. I really wasn't, but I ran into Nick there, and he started pursuing me. It was really lovely.
He was whipped.
Yeah, well.
I had to have her.
That's what he told me, too.
I had no choice. She will be mine.
Yep. Yeah. He tracked me down twice in chapel and then one day in the bookstore. And
he loves you.
Yeah. He was 11 years younger than me. So at first I was a little, that was interesting. I thought, oh, he's too young. But he actually courted me, which is crazy. I'd never had a guy actually like pursue me before, you know, and in a serious way like that. So began the process of having a support system around me, his family and friends. And then I started writing, and the writing for songs and music changed and got better. And North is really, it's the first time I've written in my life that I feel like it's truly me. The songs are about real life. They're intentional. They are, one of the songs, Brush, is our love story. It's about, because I think when you write, for me, it's about my real life experiences. It's about the first time we held hands. The time that I got caught, I literally 30 years old and I got caught climbing through his window in the college dorm and I was 30 years old and I got, in trouble. And for 6 months I couldn't have boys in my apartment.
Well, it serves you right.
So North itself is actually about going to the Boundary Waters, going camping, hiking, finding God, in the quiet, finding him in nature. That has been a huge thing in changing my life. So it's about finding God in the real places in our life.
Well, we're going to pause and take a break here. When we come back, we'll hear the title song, North. And this is Sarah Kaliz joining us in studio with her husband, Nick. He's on the guitar. They'll play a couple of live songs off of the album as well. If you want to chime in, you want to get into the drawing, you don't have to get on the air. Just call in. Maybe you got a question or comment. Pass it on to Grace, and we'll get it to Sarah. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing an artist corner. We do these every once in a while, get to hear from singer-songwriters, and then what's so great is we get to hear the songs and the stories behind the songs, having a full hour to unpack the content. And I'm telling you what, we've got Sarah Calise in studio with her husband, Nick. Her new album is titled North. We've got three copies to give away today. If you've got questions, you can email me, Susie, at myfaithradio.com. Make sure you include your mailing address. We're going to put these in a drawing. So three of you will get an album, 877-933-2484. So we're going to play the title song, titled North, off of the album North. Sarah, tell us a little backstory about this song.
Well, in the process of getting clean and sober, Nick started taking me on camping and hiking trips. And I didn't realize how much I was going to love that. And it's become a pretty huge part of my life. And we started out by going up to the Boundary Waters. And just even the drive of heading north, going up towards Duluth and riding up over that hill where you first see the lake and see downtown Duluth. And for me, that feeling of a weight lifting being able to let go of the clutter of life and being able to really hear God when I'm out there. For me, it has been a really important thing, less noise in my life, to spend time with him and not have all the noise. So that is where that particular song came from. And everything else on the album really came from there. All of my songs have been written in those places of camping and hiking.
Yeah. Love it. Well, let's hear North.
Giving love.
Beautiful. That's Sarah Calise off of her album North. And I got to tell you, I did an event in Arizona fall. This is winter. I don't know, a couple months ago. And this wonderful singer-songwriter worship leader, Mia Cohn, was on the stage. We shared the stage together. She's amazing. She just tweeted, she's listening live from Arizona, and she said, one note from Sarah's voice, and I'm hooked. So that's high praise from a very gifted worship leader, singer-songwriter.
Wow.
So, yeah, absolutely beautiful. You know, we're going to take a break here in just a moment, but I was thinking about this idea of North. You know, we've got a number of family crises going on in our family right now, and just telling one of my nieces, who's my brother-in-law, is battling pancreatic cancer, and my niece is just talking about how tired she is. And I said, you know, when you have these long-term crises, you've got to put your oxygen mask back on. You got to take those moments to fill your soul. And it does feel like things are speeding up. I mean, the bad news is accelerating. It does feel like that. Yeah. And Sarah, I just think your word about you know, Scripture, Jesus saying, I'm doing a new thing. Yeah. I think the idea of getting yourself places, times and spaces to see that God is doing a new thing is just life-saving, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How do you do that with twin boys? I mean, how do you do that other than getting your hubby to take you up north?
It actually feels like you're drowning most of the time. We laugh because we just saw this video on YouTube the other day of these two boys in a canoe that was actually submerging in water, and they're still paddling. And that, to us, is basically how we feel in parenthood. Like, the ship is already going down, and
but
we're still paddling anyways.
Paddling.
Like,
keep
what
rowing.
Is the point?
Keep
rowing. And we do. We look at each other these days and just laugh. Keep rowing, keep rowing, you know?
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
And even me just listening to that song just now, it's my song, but I was just reminded that part of these moments of taking time out is God reminding me of who I am.
Yeah.
Really.
It is. And I got to tell you, my three boys were 18 and 22 months apart, and I had Lyme disease when I was a mom of three, and I crawled to that time, but I'm only telling you that to say, sometimes you hear people say, I know there's total grace as far as there's no legalism around your time with God and taking care of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, sometimes people wash their hands and say, it's just not going to happen in this stage of life.
Mm-mm.
I grabbed the horns of the altar on that one.
Yep.
And thought, Lord, I have to have time with
Absolutely.
You. I'll give you my 10 minutes. Would you multiply it miraculously? And he did, and he would, because he wants to nourish your soul more than you want your soul nourished. So there's a way to find those moments, you know?
Amen.
All right. Talking to Sarah Calise, her husband's in studio as well. He's going to be playing the guitar. They're going to do a song live. I can't wait to hear it live from their album North. Don't go away. More with artist Sarah Calise in a moment. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Having an artist corner hour here. Excited about that. Sarah Calise is a singer-songwriter. The title of her new album is North. We're playing some songs off the album. We're also doing some live. And this next one, it's titled Brush. We're going to do this live. She's got her hubby, Nick Calise, in studio as well. Tell us about the song before you sing it for us.
Well, it's a love song.
Hmm.
And it's a beautiful one. At first, I was concerned about putting it on the record. And just because it was so intimate. But then I fell in love with it because it was, because it's the story of how we met and how we fell in love. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there's beauty in that romance, that God is in that. Now
He's
I grew
in that.
Up in the church, you know, there's a lot of stigma that comes with that. And I had to step away from that and realize that relationship and marriage is a beautiful thing. And it's okay to sing about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to sing about the first time that he held my hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever written. And there's also some humor in it, like the time that I climbed through his window. And he has made me proud of our relationship. And so for me, it's just been a joy to actually write my first love song that's not about heartbreak or breakup or, you know. So
celebrating love.
It is. It is. And Jesus is all over it.
Yeah.
He's all over it. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
drifts. Under my toes, I'm thinking I've never felt this young before. Though we hardly know each other, I hear you say, let's get old together. Oh, to hear you breathe, I'd lose hours of sleep. And to feel, just to feel your touch. Oh, my darling, oh, just a breath.
Is amazing. That really should be on the radio. Well, hey, wait a minute. It just was. Seriously, that was fantastic. And I was thinking as I was just watching you guys watch each other as you're singing and Nick's playing, you know, one of the most beautiful gifts that God does for girls, women who have sexual abuse in their background, is to give them a guy like that. Yeah. I've got a husband like that, too. And I think there's something so healing for our souls mm-hmm. when we have a man that is a man's man, you know, that they're patient and they're loving and they're steady as we go through our emotional stuff to find healing, you know. And to me, Sarah, I just feel like what Nick is to you and Kev is to me is I see the face of Christ to him, my hubby, so often, and he helps make that stable love believable, doesn't it?
Yep.
So hats off to those men's men who are out there loving us through our ups and our downs, you know?
Yeah, I think I told you last time I was here, but it's worth saying again that, you know, I tried everything to turn him off. I mean, I even gave him the ring back at one point, and he wouldn't take it. And I remember just saying to him, I mean, I was drunk when I did it, and I said, give him the ring back, and you don't need this mess, and what do you want from me? What do you want from me? And
he said, like, I love you. Hello. He said, I love you too much to marry you. Something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
What I said to him because I was such a mess. And I said, what do you want from me? And he looked right at me, and I've never forgotten this verbatim. He said, I want to create an environment where you can become the woman that God created you to be.
Wow.
And he has.
Wow.
And he was only, what were you, 20 years old when he said that to me.
Mm-hmm. Little punk kid.
Mm. No.
And now he's a big punk man. Kidding you. I just love you, Nick. Yeah. I just appreciate it. And I just honor you, really, for the man that you are. Tell me about the song Contact. We're going to play that one off the album in a moment here.
Contact is, well, it's about contact. I feel like we have lost that in the current day and age of Facebook and social media, tweeting, texting, etc. The ability to be able to look in each other's eyes and have conversations and know what another person is feeling. There is so much misunderstanding, miscommunication. I realized a couple of years ago that I actually didn't really have that many relationships. I had a lot of acquaintances and I knew a lot of people, but I really didn't have a lot of depth in my life. And a lot of that was my own fault, regardless of social media. But I realized I wanted more. And I was okay with starting with just a few people but really just working on that. So it was really about beginning to be intentional about putting down my cell phone and closing the computer and trying to build relationship and depth with people that mattered, and going from there too, and trying to, as silly as it might sound, be more like Jesus, because we've lost it. Mm-hmm. We really, really have. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hurting our ability to, that's where a lot of this pain is coming from that I was talking about earlier. We're not treating each other well,
right,
as a result, mm-hmm. even people in the church. And that is hurting me. It makes me sad when I see it. The things that people are saying to each other on the internet, even with the presidential election coming up,
we can do better.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Yes, we can do better. And I talk about that on the show quite
yes.
a bit, too, because, you know, they need to know us by our love, you
yes.
know? And that is the highest order of the day. Let's hear the song, Contact. Thank you.
loves and ones who loves and ones. All these things get in the way. All these things get in the way of contact. Of contact. What is it we have to do?
Artist Corner today. I've got Sarah Kalise in studio. These songs you're hearing today are off of her brand new album, North. More with Sarah Kalise when we return. You're having a great day. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. It's one of our artist corners. We love to do this every once in a while, highlight an artist, hear their music and the stories behind the songs. Got Sarah Kalise in studio with her amazing husband, Nick. They're both amazing together. He's playing guitar and encouraging her onward. And we've just got time for a couple more songs, Sarah. I'd love for you to give us some backstory off of your song, 49. Tell us about that one.
Well, you actually inspired the song. You don't even know it.
No.
Yeah, actually, when my husband was working with you on your last project, you gave him a movie. Do you remember?
A DVD.
Is it Man from Snowy? No. Was it really?
Yes. He brought it.
Snowy River.
The funny thing is that was one of my favorite movies growing up.
You're kidding.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And Return to Snowy River, the sequel.
Wow.
Oh. So anyways, we watched it right away. I was super pumped for him to be able to watch it. And the main thing was, I don't know if you remember Spur.
Mm-hmm.
The brother,
yep.
Who basically, there were two brothers who fell in love with the same woman, and she said she'd marry whoever
made their fortune.
Yeah, who made their fortune first. And Spur's brother got the most money first. But he went into mining, and he basically spent his whole life, like, he was so in love with her that he never stopped trying to get the gold. He just kept mining and mining, mining. He even lost a leg. And it was that concept to me that just blew my mind about this character who, even though he lost this woman to his brother, who made his fortune right away, he never stopped loving her. She even passed away and he still didn't stop loving her. It was just this incredible undying love. And he was this happy guy too. So he eventually did strike gold, but it was after he'd lost a leg and after she'd passed away, and it was way towards the end of his life. And, he was still happy. Mm-hmm. It was, I don't know, contentedness about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was just something about him. And so I ended up writing this song called 49, just basically about this idea of this undying pursuit of love, like you're basically going for the gold, and
awesome.
You're not going to let anything stop you. So.
And I'm trying to remember, Nick, why did I give you that? Was it because of the horse scene when
yeah.
he goes off the cliff? And
mm-hmm.
I don't, yeah. Well,
the Brumby, he's got the horse. Yeah,
amazing.
You were trying to describe a scene to us, and we had never seen it. And you said, "Well, that you're going to remedy that."
Well, if I had been there, I would have known exactly what you were talking about.
That's all right then. I also got the film crew some shorts because it was like 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
He put them on his head because of his bald head.
Yeah, well, of course he did.
But we'll talk about that another day.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear the song 49. How awesome.
Thank you.
hate to have to cut that one short, but we want to fit in one more song. But that's the song 49 from the album North. Got Sarah Calise in studio with her husband, Nick. He's playing guitar for her. We've got one last song that you're going to play live, and I want to be able to get the whole song this time. It's called Please Come Home. Why don't you set it up for us before you sing it?
Well, I am from a broken home, and basically this is about just that. I think that anybody who has, whether you're the child or the husband or the wife, and you have lived in a home where there's been conflict, you understand that grieving process of, what it feels like to lose, a family member when they leave. Mm-hmm. And, for me as a child, I always felt a sense of responsibility anytime my parents fought and one of them would leave the house. Even though I was a kid, I know now it wasn't my fault, but I think as a child, I really wore that. Yeah. And mm-hmm. So for me, this was really therapeutic, to be able to write this. Just even though I knew I understood my parents' divorce, they were my parents.
Yeah.
And I felt like I wanted to make it better and I couldn't.
Okay.
So it's
about
that.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Wow. so sorry to wrap this up. Boy, the time's gone by so fast, but we're going to just pray. And Sarah, would you pray?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking of that husband listening today who needs the kind of understanding that your Nick has given to you, who has a wife who's got a broken heart, just wants to know how to love her so she can be in an atmosphere where she grows to be the woman God intends. Just got a little bit of time, but would you pray?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, and Lord, we live in a broken world, but God, we live in a world that you are sovereign over, and we have hope in you, and we thank you so much for that. We thank you that at the end of the day, you are faithful, you are true, you are constant, and that no matter what is happening in our lives, in our circumstances, that we can fall back on you. We love you so much, Father God. Thank you.
Amen. Dear Sarah, Nick, thank you for your time today. It's an honor to have you. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Don't go away. Hour 2 of Live the Promise is up next.